Here's what's going on in the headlines on this Monday.
Now we need to educate somebody else. But let them know what's going on with racial profiling, with racial discrimination, with human rights. Because Michael Brown had a right to live. He had a right to see another birthday.
Trayvon Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, who was in Ferguson, Missouri over the weekend for a peace rally. Fulton told the crowd they believe racial profiling may have been a factor in the police shooting death of Michael Brown. After weeks of protests, some which turned violent, Brown's father is asking protesters to stand down on this solemn day.
All I want is peace while my son is being laid to rest. Can you please, please take a day of silence?
Brown was shot on August 9th during that confrontation with police officer Darren Wilson. There are conflicting reports about what led to the confrontation, but protesters say they want the officer to be charged and arrested. A grand jury is reviewing evidence from the scene to determine what should happen. It could take about 2 months before that decision is made. Three White House officials and hundreds of other people are expected today in Ferguson for Brown's funeral. Meanwhile, there's growing support for that Ferguson police officer who shot and killed the unarmed Brown in the St. Louis suburb. Supporters rallied on the streets this weekend. Fundraising efforts for Officer Wilson's legal expenses have raised more than $400,000. Here at home, Ball State students turned out on Sunday to raise their voices against the violence in Ferguson over the last couple of weeks.
We officially have begun the stage of educating our student body, educating our faculty members, educating our parents, our communities on the rights and the wrongs that is going on in our country.
The Ethnic Theater Alliance's president, Nathaniel Thomas, nearly 100 students pushed for change and also protested other killings and alleged injustices against young African-American men. The main message was a call for greater awareness of violence and turmoil. Speakers included the NAACP, a representative from A Call to Action, and a man from Ferguson. The fight for gay marriage is heating back up. Indiana's ban on same-sex marriages heads to federal court on Tuesday after a lower court overturned it. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago will hear oral arguments in combination with a similar ban in Wisconsin. The state is appealing the ruling striking the ban from earlier this summer. There have been 37 other rulings striking down same-sex marriage bans in other states and regions. Indiana this year is requiring anyone who works with a child in schools to undergo anti-bullying training. It's part of anti-bullying legislation passed into law last spring. Officials say they expect to see the numbers of school bullying incidents drop as more people identify them and understand what triggers them. A man in custody of IMPD is suspected in a child molestation at a St. Vincent facility. Police say Ali Al-Awadi is accused of an alleged incident involving a four-year-old. They say he works on the grounds of the hospital and is now suspended. A three-week investigation into illegal alcohol sales lands two men in jail. State excise police arrested two men on Sunday night at a house on the east side of Indianapolis. They say they confiscated 150 bottles and cans of beer and 18 bottles of liquor. In sports, members of the IndyCar community who were gathered in Sonoma for a big race, well, they got a rude wake-up call on Sunday morning. Elio Castroneves in a Napa hotel a few miles from the epicenter of Sunday's 6.0 earthquake said the quake woke him up after 3 o'clock in the morning. He could hear mirrors breaking and pipes bursting and alarms going off elsewhere in the hotel, and that hotel was evacuated. The road to the Sonoma Raceway were clear, all of those roads, and the raceway itself was undamaged, so the race was on. Scott Dixon won. Castroneves came in 20th out of 22. Losses from Sunday's powerful earthquake that hit that Northern California wine country could run into $1 billion. Andrew Luck tossed for 103 yards with a touchdown and interception as the Colts fell 23-17 to the Saints on Saturday. Daniel Heron ran for 68 yards on 8 carries as Indianapolis turned it over 3 times. The Colts remain winless in this preseason at 0-3. The Fever are on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Go girls. After Saturday's 81-76 win, that overtime win over the Mystics. Indiana swept Washington in the best of three series to advance. The Fever will now face the winner of Tuesday's game between the Dream and the Sky in the East Finals. The Jackie Robinson West Little League team is going home without the World Series title, but they're still the U.S. champs. South Korea defeated the Chicago team 8-4 in Williamsport, Pennsylvania on Sunday, spoiling Jackie Robinson West's hopes of the World Championship. They beat Las Vegas Saturday to advance to the title game against Seoul, South Korea. Chicago plans to welcome home their U.S. champs with a rally and parade that begin on the south side and ends downtown at Millennium Park on Wednesday. Your Monday weather, generally sunny today, a high of 92. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and Old School, 106.7 WTLC, and right here online at TLCNaptown.com.